Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 62, the verses 6 to 12. Isaiah 62, 6 to 12. I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, never again will I give your grain as food for your enemies, and never again will foreigners drink the new wine for which you have toiled. But those who harvest it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather the grapes will drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, raise a banner for the nations. The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted. My theme for reflection is when God rebuilds the city, hope on the walls, peace in the streets. When God rebuilds the city, hope on the walls, peace in the streets. A friend once joked, if the church ever wants to fix its problems, maybe we should hire urban planners instead of pastors. We laughed, but there is a pinch of truth in it. Faith is not only about heaven, it is about shaping the places where we live, love, pray, build, work, and sometimes suffer. Isaiah 62 invites us into that surprising territory, the God who not only saves souls but rebuilds cities. The prophet paints a picture of Jerusalem after devastation, walls broken, farms pillaged, people discouraged. Yet instead of offering abstract comfort, God gives a blueprint for renewal. Salvation comes not as a mystery but as a movement. Watchmen on the walls, farmers in the fields, builders at the gates. This is a passage where theology meets traffic flow, prayer meets pavement, and God's promises take up residence in the real world. Isaiah's vision begins with memory makers, watchmen who do something remarkable. They remind God. They call out day and night, do not rest until you restore your city. These prophets are not passive observers, but active intercessors who refuse to allow pain or war or forgetfulness to erase the story of God's faithfulness. Their persistence reveals a God who invites partnership, a God who allows his people to pull on his sleeve until hope awakens again. From the walls, Isaiah moves to the fields. Farmers had long lived under the oppression of empires, harvests stolen, land abused, and labor exploited. But in God's restored city, the worker finally enjoys the fruit of their hands. Mortal peace. What Augustine called the necessary peace of earthly life becomes an act of divine justice. The kingdom of God refuses to overlook those who grow our food, clean our streets, drive our buses, or labor without applause. The heavenly city cannot flourish while earthly workers are crushed. Then Isaiah leads us to the gates where a radical command rings out. Prepare the way, build up the road, clear the stones, lift up a banner for the peoples. This is not missionary conquest, it is holy hospitality. The gates are flung open, not in guarded toleration, but in active welcome. Outsiders are not merely allowed in, they are given a clear obstacle-free path. God's city is defined not by who keeps others out, but by who clears the way for others to come in. Jürgen Moltmann once wrote, "Hope is the anticipation of the future in the present." That is Isaiah's invitation. Redemption is not a distant dream. It is a city under construction. Each act of justice, each prayer for peace, each gesture of welcome becomes a brick in the architecture of God's salvation. And this is what it means for us today. In a world of broken cities, Damascus, Gaza, Kiev, Port-au-Prince, Lagos, London, and countless unnamed places, God calls believers to stand on the walls as memory keepers, in the fields as justice workers, and at the gates as road builders. The church is not merely a refuge from the world, but a partner with God in healing it. Isaiah ends with a shout of joy. See, your salvation comes. And salvation in this vision arrives not only as a Messiah, but as a transformed community, a people called sought out, a city called not forsaken. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where are the broken walls in your community, family or world, where God may be calling you to pray, remember, or advocate? Number two, what stones might you need to remove, biases, habits, exclusions, to make the path of faith more welcoming to others? And now our practical exercise. Choose one act today that builds mortal peace. Supporting a worker, praying for a city in crisis, restoring a relationship, or advocating for someone neglected. Let it be your small stone removed from the road. God of the city and God of our hearts, rebuild what has been broken. Restore what war and worry have shattered. Make us watchmen of hope, workers of peace, and builders of welcome. Clear our paths, open our gates, and shape us into a people who reflect the redemption you promise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.